In what has been a hot topic since the last Hastings City Council meeting, the Hastings City Council unanimously passed a resolution urgently asking President Joe Biden to stop the conflict between Gaza and Israel. There has been plenty of discussion, including emails and calls to the KDWA studio, asking why our Hastings City Council is merging city government with world politics. One of those constituents is former Hastings City Councilman Joe Biden. Balsonic. Former Councilman Balsonic feels that this is not something that the city council should be handling.
I think the important thing is that the council is not well versed in foreign policy. That's what the politicians are all about. They have staff, they have connections overseas with different governments and so forth, and we're not really up to date in terms of what is going on. And some of the news that we get is prejudicial, so I caution everybody to just kind of lay back and let the political side of things take over. We're a nonpartisan city council, and as a result of that, we should not get involved in policy-type decisions. We should only get involved in civic types of situations, the difference being that we need to look at what we do locally. That's why we're nonpartisan. And we don't want to rock the boat with political leaders, because if we do something such as a policy resolution, it may rub politicians the wrong way. Quite frankly, I've heard this. I've even talked to some politicians who have said they shouldn't have done that. This is not something the city council should get involved in. The Minneapolis council, I guess, passed something and it created a terrible uproar in terms of, you know, what this is all about. And I guess my point is that the council, our city council, does not have the authority to make this kind of a resolution because they don't know how the public feels. Now, granted, there were some people at the council meeting speaking in support of this, but this is not, I don't think, the will of the people of Hastings. The council should not be speaking for the citizens of Hastings without knowing what the true makeup of the constituents would be.
Hastings City Councilperson Jen Fox talks a bit about why the Hastings City Council passed the resolution.
Council is run under a lot of procedures, right? And we are, as council members, are able to bring issues to the agenda that we find important. And one of my colleagues put this on our agenda, and as council members, we respond to what is put in front of us and how we have heard from our constituents. And as city leaders, we hold power, we have voices. As I mentioned that night, it's incredibly important for us to stand up for what is right. And asking for peace and speaking out about global injustice is the right thing to do. The ceasefire resolution was a gesture of solidarity for innocent people being harmed in this war. It is not outside of the realm of normalcy for local government to make written statements on social and economic issues. We have lots of examples from past councils and our current council, and you can find those resolutions from many years ago to just this last year on our website.
I also asked Fox why something nationally like this warranted city time.
It warranted our time because our colleagues decided to put it on the agenda. And what we heard from folks who are asking for peace.
Fox notes that you can always reach out to your city council member or just attend a city council meeting with questions.
Yes, absolutely. I believe my constituents and people all over the city know that I love to talk about these issues, any city issue and anything that we're working on. It's incredibly important to reach out to us and to let us know what your current issues are and how we can work together on them. That's something, whenever I have the divine pleasure of sitting with Mo in studio, I like to bring up that all of our contact information is on our city website, as well as on the newsletter that you get in your home from the city. And your council people are here to help you have a voice in this community. So we're always open to having a phone call, having an email discussion, meeting at a public meeting, or sitting down for coffee, right?
Hastings City Councilperson Angie House brought the resolution forward to the council, and KDWA reached out to House, and she had no comment on the resolution.